Every night, I have the same nightmare. It's the day I went missing all over again. I'm plummeting off the upside-down loop of the roller coaster. I'm rolling in the darkness at the bottom of a backpack. Suddenly, I'm in a van, then a helicopter. But also, because it's a dream version of what happened, in the dream, the backpack has big old heavy swinging milkmaid and juggies, and the helicopter has an ass so nice I squeeze it twice. I wake up in a cold sweat. That day, I escaped to an island of other kidnapped kids. I was pulled to my feet by the muddy hand of a dirty stinker kid who said, "Welcome to the trees, little fucker." I think about that face often. I spent years trying to find her. And now, thanks to my child psychologist not giving a crap about doctor-patient miscongeniality, I had. From Earwolf Presents, in combination with the Sandusky Police Department and Mothers Against Big Chunky Kidnappers of Chickeny Little Kids, this is the disappearance of Dickie Donnelly. My friend is coming. She's gonna visit me. I'm so nervous. I think I'm sweating. I'm sweating a little bit. I did it.
Hello? Is this the right room?
Kitty?
Oh my God.
Oh my
this
God.
Is crazy.
It's me, Dickie Donnelly.
No, I know.
4'2", big ass rump, little nose, button head, tiny eyes, closed mouth, open hands. Dickie Donnelly.
Wow, yes, the butt part. That's totally right. Your butt looks exactly the same.
Kitty, you're at least 6 feet taller than you used to be.
I know. I shot up like a weed.
You shot up like a weed.
My parents gave me some growth hormones after I got back. So, yeah, I don't know. This kind of...
Because you're so malnourished on just the coconut fur and hair that we were eating and shrubs and grubs?
Yeah, I wasn't really growing as much as anyone wanted me to. So they kind of just shot me up with some hormones and I got a little taller.
And your voice got deeper.
Yeah, it did.
And your hair got longer.
Yeah, well, that's for sure. And look at this hair.
Oh, crap. That's armpitties.
Yeah.
And titties?
My tits are really hairy.
And they're big and wango-jangos.
Yeah. I do have knockers. It's kind of crazy because, like, okay, so I'm in speech therapy right now.
Oh,
but,
I
have, like, a lisp.
I didn't hear. I couldn't.
Oh, okay. No, it's fine. I mean, that's great. I guess it's going really well. But, yeah, I've been doing it for a while now. But it's kind of, like, it kind of throws off men, like, when I meet, like, a guy.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
And then they see my huge knockers. And then when I start talking, they think that I'm, like, much younger than I am. But wow. I am 15.
You're 15 now?
Yeah.
I'm 12.
That's so amazing. Congrats.
So last time I saw you, I guess I lived on the island with all the other kids for about 3 years. So from 4 to 7.
Yeah.
And so you must have been 9 or something.
So
last time
I was, so I'm 15 now. And so I was, so if you were 4 to 7 and you're 12 now.
Yeah.
So then I was like 10 or under.
It's so hard. It's so good to have you because people don't know that I can't do math for obvious reason. I was on the, and you know, we taught each other everything we know.
I know. You taught me all about world history.
Yeah, I taught history. You taught gymnastics and cooking.
Can you still do the splits while making a pancake?
Yes. And Harry Cuspers taught singing.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace. He...
I think we should have a longer moment of silence.
Sorry.
Sorry, let's start over. Oh, I farted. Start over. That seems appropriate.
Okay.
Yeah.
He died in Gary Busey's swimming class, and not related to the actor, but was a kid named Gary Busey.
Yeah.
And he was teaching swimming, and Cusper's dived in and he got seaweed in his mouth pretty bad.
Yeah, well, so he like dived in with his mouth open, which we were trying to learn not to do.
Yeah, that was the whole point of the
class. That was the class, was about closing your mouth when you get in there.
Yeah.
And he just opened wide, chomped it, and it honestly filled him from his whole mouth, went down his whole throat, wound through his esophagus, and intestines, and came out his ass.
Yeah, because,
and it was like one big thing.
And then when we cremated him, we kind of had him like spit roast, like with the one end of the seaweed tying him to the tree out his butt.
Well, that was just the obvious thing to do.
And then the other side of the seaweed came out his mouth, and we tied each to the tree. And then when we lit the little rubble underneath, he became spit
roast. And he turned, and well, so maybe this is kind of weird. Maybe it kind of brings up like bad times, but did you eat any of him?
Well, that's so embarrassing. embarrassing because it was my birthday, so he was cake.
Yes,
for me.
It was your birthday. Oh my God. I'll never forget your birthday is December 25th.
That's right, because we all got to pick our own birthday, so we all picked Christmas.
So you called it your birthday, and then from that point on, we didn't celebrate Christmas. We just celebrated your birthday.
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't know if you relate to this, but later than after being out and seeing the rest of the world, they're not doing eating people and stuff.
No. So that was actually something that I've faced as like sort of an awkward thing that's happened with me, some girls that I've hung out with and stuff, like people I'm making friends with and stuff, like that, like they aren't into the same stuff that I'm into. And like, I'm sort of trying to like, am I supposed to assimilate or am I supposed to kind of like, you know, take what I know and bring that to other people?
Because did you ever get one and other kids like, oh, I'm eating a Twinkie? And then right at first I was like, a Twinkie, that's what we would call eating like one of the babies passed away. We would have a Twinkie.
Yeah.
But it's not the same.
No, it's not at all. And Twinkies are like, so have you figured out what they are? Because they are like a sort of like processed like product that's basically like made of, it's like cloth with like frosting inside.
Okay, yeah, I haven't eaten one yet.
Yeah, it's really, really interesting. Kind of an interesting texture. It's kind of eating a pillow.
Oh.
But anyway, so yeah, it's been so long. Like, I haven't seen you forever.
So wait, what happened? You found your parents
or
what?
Oh my God, yes. You don't even know my story.
No, tell me.
Oh my God, I was on the cover of The Inquirer.
What?
Yeah.
What's that?
Oh, it's like this magazine that like people are never sure if it's real or fake, but there was a story about me that was like 100% real about how I got discovered back by my family.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's kind of a crazy story. So it was a couple years ago. So I was, let's see, by the time I got back to the country, America.
Wait, because can we start at the very beginning? Like, how did you even get kidnapped in the first place?
Okay, so it was totally my fault. So
no, don't say that.
It was, though.
Okay.
It totally was. So this guy, so I was playing in the yard, and this guy came up to me, and he was like, hey, I'll let you do whatever you want in the back of my truck if you just want to come along.
Whatever you want?
Yeah, and I was like, wait, my parents never let me do whatever I want.
What did you want to do back there?
Just like, okay, so what I always wanted to dream of,
yeah,
and I did dream of.
You wanted to dream of it, yes.
But sometimes I did, was that I would get in the back of a truck, and I would, sit on two pairs of roller skates.
Two pairs?
Yeah, one for each cheek, and I also have a large ass.
Okay, so one roller skate on each butt cheek, and then the other two.
Two are also on each butt cheek. So it's like one, two, three, four.
Okay.
Yeah. And I've always dreamed of or wanted to dream about like having a bunch of roller skates under my butt and then sitting on the back of a truck bed and just letting the guy or woman or whoever's driving it go buck wild doing donuts and see how I fly around the back.
Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah. So I was like, really, you mean it? And he was like, sure, whatever. And I was like, what, anything I want? And he was like, yeah, just whatever. And I was like, we have to go get some stuff from the store.
Oh, you didn't even own rollerblades?
No.
Or
no.
Skates?
Skates. Got to be skates because rollerblades would go, like, they would hurt.
Too far too up pointy. The crack,
yeah.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, so you were like, okay, I want to do whatever I want on the back of the truck. And the first stop is Walmart to get some.
Walmart or Kohl's or, like, wherever he was able to take me.
Right.
Yeah. So we had a long conversation.
Why didn't you just wish for more wishes?
Okay. See, this is what I'm saying when I say it's my fault. Because I feel like these are the things that, like, I kick myself.
Yes,
over.
I kick you too, listening.
You kick me?
Yeah.
Like, because I'm like, why didn't I think of this?
Yeah.
Like, I should have obviously like been like, I'll have a million more wishes and then use like the first one to do the roller skating.
I wish for a second truck to be more backseat in.
Whoa.
Yeah. So that's just something I've kind of learned. But anyways, it's your story.
Okay, so you've grown a lot.
Yes, I've grown a lot.
Okay, because that's crazy. Yeah, so I wasted my only wish. And so we went, so he did take me to Walmart and I was allowed to do a couple things in there.
That's really actually interesting to me that, that the guy who, because I'm guessing this is going to end up being Trent Dunphy, the kidnapper.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of weird to me that he stopped and did let you go out and go into Walmart.
Well, he went with me.
Okay.
Yeah, we were like, so at this point we were holding hands and he was like, I'm your dad now. And I was like, whatever it takes. Like, I just had like this one track mind at this point.
Did you have a daddy at home?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, my dad. And we have a great relationship now. But yeah, at the time he was like doing a lot. He was like working a lot. And
he didn't have a truck or anything.
He didn't have a truck. He just had like a smart car. So I couldn't even get in the back because like there wasn't one.
Yeah.
So, like, you kind of understand where I'm coming from, right?
Yes,
like,
absolutely.
I mean, like, a little bit, I get a little credit.
The better the dad, the bigger the truck.
That's what I'm trying to say. So, yes. Like, I end up in Walmart holding this guy's hand. So embarrassing because, like, I look back and I'm like, he wasn't even my dad. And I was, like, just going with it.
Yeah.
And he got me roller skates, and was kind of it was kind of awkward because they only had Sesame Street and I was like kind of too old for that. Yeah. But I just like went with it. And then I got to go in the back of the truck and like he did donuts while I did my dream. And then yeah, I was doing my donuts. He was doing donuts all around parking lot, all around going crazy. And he was going like, this, okay, just one more time. And I was like, one more, sir. And I started to get this feeling that like maybe there was something kind of off about him. Like, I don't know if it was because like he looked so mean. Like, if you remember him at all.
Yeah. Oh,
like,
yeah. He's big and tall.
Yeah. And like he had that really long rat tail really and kind deep of like voice, went yeah. like straight into his pants and he like tucked it.
Yes.
I don't know.
Yes.
That was just kind of weird in retrospect. But at the moment I was going like, okay, I was having a lot of fun. Then I was like, this is kind of weird. And I was like, wait, where is my parents? And I started like, getting a little worried.
So this is all in the middle of like the donuts are flying. He's like, yeehaw, you're back there doing your thing. And then all of a sudden you're like, wait, yeah. Where are my parents?
Yeah. So what I did was just, honestly, I wouldn't recommend to any kids, even though it did save my life. I went to the back of the truck when he wasn't paying attention. I undid the back where it opens the flap. I
oh, you were in the truck bed?
Yeah.
Oh, of course. That makes way more sense. I guess I think I wanted to maybe start to dream your dream, which yeah. I thought that your dream was to sit in the back seat of the truck.
Oh, I wanted to have some room to move around.
Yeah, because that's actually makes way more sense because the rollerblades can actually scoot on the metal. They don't really scoot on the carpet part. Okay, no offense, but I thought your dream was crazy.
Oh,
and
but
now I'm seeing it.
Okay, well, that's honestly just your problem. Like,
yeah,
you
and
understand.
Your problem too because you failed for the kidnapping.
Yeah, so that was really scary. So there was a point. So as I'm thinking, like, this seems wrong. I'm starting to undo the back. He's going, hey, don't you ever, you know how his voice was like,
don't you ever undo that. He always says that.
Yeah. And he was like, you stay right here because now you're mine. And I went, my instincts are right. Let me get out of here. And I flipped it down. And I went, wee! And I flew down the hill. We were on top of this big hill. Well, you know where Walmart is.
Oh, yeah.
And I flew down the hill with the roller skates on my butt. And I was like holding like my knees to my chest and just like flying down. And I flew across water and I flew onto the island.
Oh, you never even got wet for a sec?
Not even one millisecond.
Wow.
Not even one little drop. Actually, I probably even made the water more wet because I was peeing the whole time.
God.
So I was going, I'm so scared.
And you were wearing a red hoodie and the hood was zipped up and you were holding your hoodie and you were flat and you were silhouetted by the moon?
Yeah. Yeah. Do you remember that?
Like from E.T.?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then that song was playing and like everyone wanted a piece of me.
What was the song?
Oh, it was like, this is how I fly as an alien in the sky. I'm landing. And then I landed.
That's the welcome song that all the kids sing. Remember that day you came come crash landing in and you shattered your knee bones.
I know, so bad. So they were like jello for the first like year that I was there.
But you brought rollerblades to our community.
I did.
We had never had those.
Everyone loved them. I had a whole rental business, which was really great. But yeah.
You also had the beach shack for water choices.
Yeah. I had the beach shack. You remember I ran that?
Yeah, but I think because I remember every time I'd like sign in to rent something, it always just kind of looked like rollerblade with something on it. Like you would say, oh, this is cabana and it was rollerblade with like leaves stuck in it. Or,
oh, that's funny.
Oh, this one's kayak and it was just rollerblade upside down.
Yeah, or if you ever went surfing, it was just a rollerblade. Yeah.
So I don't know, like, I'm not to be mad at you or anything, but part of me felt that
it
wasn't.
Sure?
Because I spent so many of my coconut coins on that. And you would not show the equipment until the person had already rented it. No, it's okay.
Is this like a confrontation? Like, did you bring me out here to like get your coconut money back or
something?
No. Like, I don't have it anymore.
What'd you do with it?
Literally, it's useless here. Like, I just like
threw it. No, it's not to me.
In the trash. I threw it in the trash. My parents made me throw out everything connected to my time there.
Why?
Because of bad time memories, and they didn't like it. They wanted me to go back to how my life was in my room.
Bad time memories for whom? Them or you?
Well, I guess ultimately more them, because of course I had a great many memories there. I mean, you remember the dance?
Yes.
So you were like you were a little kid, but you did have your first dance there, which I witnessed.
Yes, I did.
And of course, I think it was Brayden who was playing the bongos.
Yep, and so. It was lips on wrists protocol. So everyone had to find somebody's wrist to put their lips on. And it was belly button to belly button.
Yeah, so the dancing was lips on wrist, belly button to belly button. No room for anybody in the middle.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you had your first dance like that. Do you remember that?
Of course I remember.
Who was it with?
Tinky Donkey.
Oh, yeah. You know about her.
What?
She's got a reality show.
What?
She runs like a pageant for little girls.
Really?
Yeah, Tinky Donkey's little show. Yeah.
Tinky Donkey's little show? That's what it's called?
It's on TLC.
Oh. TLC?
TLC.
I haven't caught up with anybody from the island, to be honest.
Really? So like, you're trying to like start fresh or like, what's going on? And by the way, like, congrats on like this show.
Thanks. It's an investigative journalism podcast to find my parents. Congrats on finding your parents. That's really what I want to do.
You haven't found them yet.
No. I lived on the island with you guys for about 5 years and then I got back to the mainland, actually using one of your rollerblades.
Oh, good. Yeah. So I guess it was pretty good that you got that from the beach house.
Yeah. I guess.
Yeah. Wasn't so bad after all. Just spent a little bit of coconut on that.
I guess so. But it didn't float. So really what actually ended up happening is it got tangled in my feet and I got concreted onto the bottom of the ocean. And okay. Then the adventure submarine company came by and I grabbed on.
You just grabbed on.
Yeah.
But you did get to hold your breath for a long time. You know how.
Yeah. I learned that in Tickleberry's class.
Yeah. Well, that was a really good class because I used to practice holding my breath for a long period of time. And sometimes my parents would get so upset because I would just be turning blue and just trying to prove a point.
Wait, so when you got back, because you were still kind of doing island classes.
Yeah, and I was still doing stuff like I learned. Like I'm still like bringing that into my life because I'm like, when I'm upset, I hold my breath. Like that's how I get through it. And once my breath runs out, that's when I'm done being upset.
Right.
And my parents like really hated that because I would turn blue. Like I was as bright as a blueberry. I was as bright. I was as bright as the blueberry. Yeah.
Oh, that reminds me of synchronized poem class.
Oh my God.
Because that was our vocal warm up. I was as bright as a blueberry. So yeah, how did you find your parents?
So basically, when I got back, I got back from the island after basically doing like a little bit of swimming for nonstop until I got back.
Yeah.
And
how many years were you on the island?
Okay, so my hair was really short when I got there.
I remember that.
Right?
Because you kept saying, my name is Kitty Breakneck, but we were all like, no, it's Betty Buzzcut. And you wouldn't let us change it.
I know. And I said, well, I cut my hair off because I was really mad. And my parents always loved my hair, and they said they were going to donate it to Locks for Love if I cut it off. And I said, yeah, right, you never would. And they said, let's just watch us do it. And
yeah.
I said, okay, fine. And I shaved my head, and then they took it, and they donated it. I felt really good about that.
Oh, congrats.
Thanks.
Maybe that's why Trent grabbed you, because he thought you were a little boy.
Oh, does he only like boys?
He likes a lot of boys.
Have you reconnected with him?
Not yet.
Okay. You want to, though, because I don't know if I want to see him. Like, you know, I'm like thriving in my life. Like, I don't know if that's going to be good for me to do that. Do you feel like that's going to be a good thing for you?
Well, I'm just trying to find my parents. So the closer I can get to that, that's all I want. But if I ever met that Trent Dunphy, I'd fucking scream him. I'd get him on the ground and I'd punch him in the ass. And I'd put my fingers up his nose and I'd take his willy out and I'd stretch. And I'd tie it around his neck and I'd tie him to a tree.
Whoa.
And I'd mothball him in the armpits and dickle him up his dick holes. And I'd punch, punch, punch. And I'd take his knees and I'd fuck him in a fire.
What?
Yeah, don't you have anger towards Trent Dunphy?
Okay, because if I saw him, I'd probably be like, hey, can we sit down and talk about why you did what you did? But then you were like, I'm going to take his weenie and stretch it around a tree until he.
I think it's different for me because I'm smart kid and you're not, no offense, not a smart kid.
Oh,
and
that actually hasn't been proven here.
Well, listen to my theory. Because I fell off the upside down loop-de-loop of a roller coaster into Trent's backpack, which is not my fault, and he just pulled up into a truck on you, and you were like, can I get in your truck? So I feel that's kind of different.
That was my dream. So it was actually, I was offered to live a dream, and I said, that is amazing.
Okay, but you were still made an offer that you couldn't refuse, and I was never made an offer.
That's true. Okay, fair. So anyways, I found my parents because after I swam me damn all the way back.
Kind of crazy how we could have all just swam back, but it took us a few years to.
Well, it was really hard. Like, I actually don't know that everyone could have. Oh. Like, I feel like it was a lot.
And
like,
maybe you needed to turn 12 before you could do it.
I think so, because honestly, I don't think I would have had the strength.
Yeah.
And I got back to land and, like, so fast, I saw posters all over the place with my picture on them. And I was really flattered.
See pictures for me? Dickie Donnelly, 4'2", 300 pounds, blue eyes, black teeth, open mouth, tall hat. Dickie Donnelly?
No, there wasn't anything about black teeth. No, I don't think so. I don't think so. I don't want to be rude. But yeah, I don't think so. I definitely saw them for myself, for sure, 100%, because I called the number.
And you said, I think I know where she is.
I said, is there a reward?
Oh, smart.
Yeah. And then they said $500. I said, that's not that much. But I do know where she is. And they told me to go to the community center. And my parents actually have been living there for years, waiting for me in case they ever showed up.
So Why do they think you'd be at the community center?
That's where they said I should go. So they just posted up there.
That's so sad.
Like, they should have just said, go to your house. And then they could have kept living at the house.
Yeah, but they had to move to the community center. Yeah. They must have been really good at badminton and painting.
Yeah, and then they were like doing plays.
Oh.
And they got really good.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, is your mom Angelina Jolie?
Yeah.
And your dad is Bradley Cooper?
Yeah.
Holy crap, I read about you in The Enquirer.
Exactly. You do know what The Enquirer is.
I was pretending I didn't because I was a little starstruck.
Oh, so yeah, that was me. So yeah, I got back. Anyways, that's that. I mean, they had been looking for me, but yeah, they waited at the community center for years and like didn't even leave. Like, they didn't even do their careers.
That's love.
I know. That's what I thought. But yeah, your parents probably just don't really care as much, is what I'm guessing. Because if you have no idea where they are.
Or my parents care so much that they flipping bloody hell rented a whole blimp and they're up in the sky looking for me. Shut yourself in a door.
But why didn't you even ask the police?
Why didn't you even ask the police?
I didn't have to.
Can
picture.
I come in your trunk? I want to do donuts. That's my dream.
Okay, you know what?
You know what?
You should brush your fucking teeth someday.
It's not my fault that on the island all I had was sticks and mud.
Well, then why are my teeth whiter than pearls?
You brought a toothbrush.
Yeah, I did pack my bag to go in his truck.
Yeah,
I had a full suitcase.
You're the only one that had toothbrush, jammies.
But your eyes are so blue and your teeth are so black. It's like an interesting juxtaposition. Sorry if that's too big of a word.
No, it's okay. We had an English class, remember?
Well, yeah, I know. It was actually really interesting. I learned so much about Dickens.
Me too.
Name the number one thing you learned.
Carlos Dickens, the poetry of Great Britain in the 1980s. What's up, kid? It's me. That's how the book starts. I guess it's an audio book.
That's your favorite one of his?
The quote, it's when... Ebenezer Scrooge,
yeah.
He goes, what's up, kid? It's me. And he's chewing on a carrot. And he goes, what's up, kid?
I love that whole class. We learned so much. I love that. I love that book. My favorite part is when there's like, so tiny, tiny Tit is like,
yeah.
He's like, not of my life.
Not of my life.
Like, they're like, do you want to go, back, you want to get anything, a big turkey for dinner? And he's like,
not in my life. And then Ebenezer Scrooge, he goes, I've got the titty goose for Christmas, Doc. I've got the scrumptious titty goose.
That's such a good part. Yeah, we kind of think about that every year on your birthday.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Your parents must feel so lucky to have you back.
They're really, really happy because they love me. It's been really good. So, like, I'm 15 now. I'm, like, dating. I'm, like, getting out there, putting myself out there, you know, like, just, like...
You old dog. You're back at your old tricks. You were so Sex in the City on the island.
I was.
But you were such a Miranda.
A little too young for that. Yeah.
But you were still dating. I think you probably dated everyone on the island.
I think pretty much almost.
That's probably why I had to leave. You're like, there's no more good people here left.
Kind of, yeah, before I had to date you. Yeah.
I actually enjoyed being your little guy.
We were just friends. Let that be very clear. Let the record show very clearly. Just friends.
Well, it seems a little more than just friends when you think about what happened at the Harvest Ball dance.
You came over to me and you pulled my leaf tampon string so hard that everything came out like Carrie.
Yeah, but it only worked like Carrie because you were doing handstand. So then it went down on you.
Yeah, it wasn't cool.
I thought it was being
that
romance.
That wasn't romance.
I didn't learn romance class. I that class was full. I couldn't even sign up.
Well, it was a really embarrassing time. So I actually demand an apology now.
What? That's what you're actually demanding now?
I would like it. Actually, now that this memory has come up, yeah.
Okay, Kitty Breakneck, will you please forgive me for doing bad stuff to you at the dance and embarrassing you? I was really just trying to get your attention and make you like me as your little guy.
Aw. Yeah, you're forgiven. That's actually really sweet. Well, so are you single?
Yeah. I'm so single, I don't even have a family.
Oh.
Parents, friends, nothing.
You've got nothing? You don't even have friends?
Not really. I find it hard to trust any adult because, you know, I'm worried someone's going to be the next Trent Dunphy. Oh, grab me by my whiskers, shove me in a box.
There's not going to be another one like him, okay? Like, this is something my parents have really ingrained in me. There's it's never going to happen again. That's so rare. What happened to all of us was so rare.
Promy?
I swear to God. Remember him?
I don't know God.
Okay. Do you know what I'm talking about, though?
Yeah, but I'm trying to be dramatic. Oh, like, God, I don't know God because he let me that suffer. Well, how come you got your parents or to be reunited with your parents, but me and so many of the other little dweebs didn't?
Well, here's the thing. Like, your parents might be dead. I don't know if you've thought about this.
I never even occurred to me.
Okay. Because that's something that could be what's happening.
That really actually hardcore sucks to think
about.
Well,
it might not be. It might not be at all.
Why are you grinning like a Cheshire cat?
Because it might not be.
Do you know something?
Because maybe I know something. Maybe I know where they are.
No, you don't.
No, I don't. But what if I did?
Do you?
Could.
I just want to make it really clear that, like, I've been through a lot of trauma and it's all fun and games for you because you found your parents, but I didn't find mine.
No, I feel
so
like you're
saying
on...
when you go, could, that's not as funny to me as it is to you.
But I feel like you're on the right path. They're going to hear this show and they're going to want to reconnect.
You really mean it?
I feel pretty good about it. I feel pretty good about it. I feel, oh, bonk. Do you still have that metal plate in your head? Do you?
Yes, of course. It was the big kids' DIY surgery festival, and I was the chosen one.
You could get it removed if you want.
How?
Dr. Phil is doing this thing for ex-kidnapped kids.
Yeah, right.
Them.
Are you sure it's Dr. Phil, or is it Trent Dunphy in disguise? I'm not falling for that again.
Well, he's on TV. Is Trent Dunphy on TV?
Could be.
Maybe could.
Maybe he is. Maybe he's dead.
Could.
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 What if he is? If he died, would you miss him? Just a little.
Maybe a little bit of Munchausen.com, yeah.
Yeah, a little Munchausen.com.
Did you ever think of him and miss him?
Yeah, I'm in love with him. Oh. Oh, my plate.
Bonk?
My DIY surgery was more plastic surgery.
Why did we do surgeries on each other?
Because I always said my ears stuck out too far, and you guys were like, we can fix that.
Yeah,
and, like,
right.
And then you guys just like put another plate in my head. Everyone's just putting plates in everyone's head.
We were bored, man.
I know. What the freak else are we supposed to freaking do?
I hope those other kids, if there's any still left on the island, well, probably not after that tropical tornado.
Oh, well, yeah. No, I saw that on the news. Wait, remember when we made up swear words?
Yes.
Okay, what was your best one?
Blistering cunt.
Wow.
What was yours?
Zorbad.
Zorbad.
Zorbad. Zorbad.
Oh, Zorbad. That's funny.
Like, if I was like, hey, you're fucking Zorbad, people would, like, cry.
Yeah, I don't say it because I know no one will. Like, imagine I just walked up to someone and said, blistering cunt. They go, what is that?
I think they know what that one is.
Why?
Because, like, that's the thing here.
My swear word made it back to the mainland?
Like, blistering. Like, you could have a blistering cunt and need medical attention. It's like a thing.
It's a health thing?
It's a health thing.
What? Like a migraine?
Yeah, but on your puss.
Puss is a cat.
Pussy.
I haven't ever caught up yet. I don't know all the new
pussy,
words.
Like where the piss comes.
Pissy.
In your pissy. Like if you had, if you went to the doctor and said, my blistering cunt.
I don't have a pissy. Okay. I have a penis.
But if you went, okay, but if I went to the doctor and said, my blistering cunt hurts. And they
don't say that. It's a swear word.
Let me see your pissy. And then they'd see what happened. Thankfully, I don't have that because that would really hurt. And actually, mine's perfectly fine.
Okay, I never said it wasn't.
Not even anything wrong with it. Anything.
Okay.
Even after all those leaves tampons.
Yeah.
It's all fine. Inside and out.
You keep in touch with anyone from the island?
I'm really close with the nurse. Remember her? How could you forget? Because she was an adult.
She was a full adult. Like,
I look back and I go, why didn't she help us?
I know,
you know,
right? Yeah.
I look back and I think, what's up with your life? Because like, yeah. I'm still in touch with her and she's single.
Oh.
Desperate.
Okay.
Looking.
Wow.
Owns a home, has a 401k.
Oh my God.
Three cars. So she wanted me to put that out there as kind of like a signal out there to anybody.
When your parents found out there was an adult nurse on the island, were they pissed?
They wanted to speak to her.
Did they?
Yeah, they wanted to.
Did they?
They really, really wanted to. Like, so no, but did they so
get,
bad.
So I think what I'm saying is, did they get a chance to
what
speak
I'm trying to tell
it?
You is they wanted to so bad. It was like their only thing they cared about.
And
that's all they wanted.
Wanted.
Yeah.
Wow.
They really wanted that. And I'm still close with her.
She had a boat too, a speedboat, and she'd come to and from the land.
Yeah, she was like, she did pickups. Like she went to go get like bananas, like stuff that we didn't have really good ones of.
Right.
She would only get stuff you could get on the island, just a little better.
I know. But it's kind of weird when I think back on it, because she was like, well, too many kids on the boat, it'll sink. Like, and we all just were kind of like,
know.
But now that I'm back on the mainland and I'm learning more about engines and buoyancy and aerodynamics, I'm like, could have probably put one kid on there.
Well, like, you know that riddle where it's like,
you have a chicken and a fox.
Exactly.
and a corn. And a corn.
And you have to get it all back to the land. Without
the chicken eating the corn and the fox eating the chicken.
And so she had that kind of conundrum because she was like,
How can I?
If they, and the extra,
yeah, she was like, if I'm seen with one kidnapped kid, I'll look like a kidnapper. But then, if I go back and I bring back four bananas, the boat will sink. So I can only bring back three bananas.
And if I take two kids, they'll eat each other and then I'll have nothing. And then why would I even go in the boat?
And the boat will run out of gas.
It will run out. So like she just knew that.
She knew.
So she was just doing that riddle.
Yeah, but it's like, why didn't she have a house and stuff on the main? Like, why was she spending so much time on the island? Like,
yeah, she didn't sleep there. I'll tell you that. She did not sleep
there.
She
didn't?
No. She had that little hut, and she'd go into it, and she'd roll down the leaf door. And then I looked in one night, and I watched her leave out of this really small hole. She got really small.
What?
And she, like, went out of the hole. Like, it was, like, the size of, like, this. Like, what's this size? Oh, like a razor. Like a razor blade. She's like that small.
Okay.
She like got really small, walked out, and then she got big again. She got in her boat and she was like, eek! She would just giggle. Like, I think she thought it was funny she got so small. But I don't know how she did it.
Wait, she got small to get out of the hut and then she got big again to get on the boat?
Yeah. If she's so small on the boat, she wouldn't be able to make it go.
She wouldn't be able to drive.
Yeah.
Well, that's so funny because she really wanted us to think she was still there at night. Like, what was up with her? Because she wanted to be the president of the island. Obviously, she ran every year, but she never got elected.
I know. Well, we didn't vote for her because it was, like, weird. It was kind of like, why are you even trying? This is a kid thing.
Yeah, it's a kid thing. Like, and she was like, she kept being, I'm the master of all the little peanuts and, oh, I'm your mommy.
I know. Or, I'm the nurse. She really wanted to be that. Yeah.
But we were but just yeah. over it.
I know. Well, and I did get to be president 1 year, which was really amazing.
Your year was so great. That's when you gave us civil rights.
I gave everyone civil rights. I created a new flag, which was so pretty.
Yes.
We got rid of it the next year. It was so rude.
I know.
But I tied
that
it.
That was Duncan's big year.
Duncan's big
the
year.
The famine.
Yeah. Yeah. That was tough. When we couldn't eat.
It was not that we didn't have food, but Duncan's new rule was no eating.
Yeah, he was like, it's like a famine.
Yeah. Like, he said, it's famine year now, bitch.
Yeah. I know. It was really nasty. But yeah. I had a really good time as president. I actually have political aspirations now, but I'm only 15, but I have political aspirations.
What are aspirations?
Oh, it's like
and why
when
are
you,
they so political ass?
Okay. So it's like basically you want something that's like power. So like that's what I want. So I'm thinking like when I'm older.
60.
probably. I feel like you should be like 70 or 80 to be president.
Or 90 or 100.
Yeah, I think like it's, you don't really know enough until you're like 80, 90, 100. And so like you shouldn't really be governing.
Yeah.
So like if I'm going to be mayor, I want to be like 79.
Yeah, one foot in the grave.
Exactly. So like right now, not ready at all. 10 years, still not ready. 20 years, still not ready. 30 years, still not ready.
I have one last question for you.
Oh, I was just still going.
Okay.
40 years, still not ready. 50 years, still not ready. 60 years, ready.
Oh, okay.
Just about.
Okay. When you got back into regular school system, did the other kids make fun of you for being a missing island kid?
Yeah, so I actually had a really hard time making friends. And like people will tell you like a million reasons why, but the reason I connected totally to the island. But people will say it's like, no, you're just really weird. You're just annoying. I'm like, no, it's like you guys don't like me because I was on an island for a few years. But they're like, no, there's something about you. Like you were born with it. You're just annoying. And I'm like, nope. It's because I was on an island. Do you have that experience?
Well, I haven't really talked to a lot of people out here. But yeah, some people do say I'm weird or gross or disgusto or freaklish or whatever. But
I get why they say that about you. Like,
I get why they say that about you.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. You think what?
You can see like why I'm weird?
Yes, I can.
Because I can see it about you, but it's like because your teeth are like black points.
Well, I can say about you because your neck is broken and it never healed after the island, island Olympics.
That was like worth it.
Your head's on backwards, babe.
That's not true, sweetie. My tits are up here, okay? You think my ass is my tits?
Maybe. Could be. Could.
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 Could not.
Could.
Could not.
Listen, I don't want to fight with you.
Me neither. I love you so much. Like, our time together was like family.
Yeah.
But that's always so easy to just like fall into that pattern of just kind of like picking on each other.
Yeah, because we remember our ranks that I was a junior Butterbee and you were a major Frankenstein. We all had our different classes like, oh, Gryffindor, major Frankenstein, Butterbee.
Yeah, major Frankenstein was like the mids. Because there was still one above us.
On attractive level.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We were mid. But it was like, above us was like giant Bourdons.
The hotties.
Yeah. The giant Bourdons. And giant Bourdons, major Frankensteins. There's
Butterbees. I was a Butterbees.
Yeah, because you were right under. And then the little babies were just called like Squibs-is.
Squibs-is.
Yeah, those were good times. I mean, it's like, I think it was like healthy for us to have those ranks as we were growing up. It was almost like grades.
Yeah, because Duncan Skitterbean, his dad was the president of the army. So he taught us everything that he remembered from growing up with his dad.
Oh, my God. Well, wait. Look, I just have to tell you something because I actually have been sitting on something kind of crazy this whole freaking time.
A wacky chair?
Yeah, I feel it. It's like all squishy.
It's squishy.
And then right under my butt, I have this little piece of paper and a photo.
What? You brought that for me?
Yeah. Maybe take a look. It might make you sick.
What the helling fuck?
Sorry to be a blistering cunt, but I have Trent Dunphy's photo, and on the piece of paper is his phone number. And I dialed it, and he answered.
How did you get this?
So I went to the library, and I looked up perverts. And they had like a whole book and all these papers came fluttering out and I put them together. I tried so many phone numbers and then finally he answered.
So the book was just a bunch of loose pictures and loose numbers and you had to kind of connect the dots?
Yeah.
It must have taken forever.
I know. I feel like I should be a cop.
Well, should I call him?
I think you should. I mean, look, I didn't want to put you on the spot, but I just figured you're probably going to want to connect with him. You're probably going to want to talk to him. And maybe he knows who your parents are because they're definitely out there.
Okay, hold my hand.
Okay,
squish.
Trent Dunphy's phone.
Oh my God.
Hello?
That's next time on The Disappearance of Dickie Donnelly. The Disappearance of Dickie Donnelly is produced by me, Dickie Donnelly, 2'1", wet hair, dry shirt, little belly, big dreams, and Lisa Gilroy, whoever that is, and Earwolf, whatever that is. Our producers are Matt Apodaca and Cody Fisher. Mwah! Love you.
Thanks for listening, everybody. If you made it all the way to the end, you're a beautiful person.
If you're not hearing this voice, go to hell. Earwolf Presents is produced by Earwolf, Amelia Chapelo, and Cody Fisher. And of course, podcast daddy Colin Anderson himself. The Earwolf Presents series is hosted by the one and only myself, Jacquise Neal. And our theme music was engineered and sung by the amazing Jordan Duffy. Special thanks and shout outs to Jeff Gross and Aaron Nestor. And for more information on Earwolf Presents, visit earwolf.com and follow us at Earwolf on all social platforms.